This is a moment to reflect on the scriptures as Elder Takashi Wada shares examples of feasting on the words of Christ.
The blessings of feasting upon the words of Christ are powerful and life-changing. There are three in particular I would like to invite you to apply in your life. First, the words of Christ can help us increase our spiritual capacity to receive revelation and safely guide us through our life. Mormon teaches that the words of Christ have a great tendency to lead the people to do that which is just, and that they were more powerful than anything the sword can accomplish. As I have searched God's wisdom in dealing with my own challenges, always, as I have tried the virtue of the Word of God, I felt inspired and enabled to make wise decisions, overcome temptations, and bless my life with increased faith in Christ and love for those around me. Our prophet, Russell M. Nelson, has taught us that in coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost. Needed revelation will come as we try the virtue of the Word, and that Word will be more powerful than anything else we could try or imagine. Second, when we struggle with our own identity and lack of self-esteem, the pleasing Word of God in the Scriptures will help us know who we really are and give us strength beyond our own. Recognizing my identity as God's child was one of the sweetest moments I have ever experienced. In my early teenage years, I didn't know anything about the teachings of the Savior. When I first read the New Testament, the words of Christ truly healed my wounded soul. I realized that I was not alone and that I'm a child of God. As I recognized my true identity before God, I realized my infinite potential through Christ's atonement. Third, we can lift the lives of others through the words of Christ. Just as Enos had his own time and place where the words of Christ touched his heart, the Lord will do his part to touch the hearts of those with whom we wish to share the gospel. Many of us may have felt discouraged when we tried to invite someone to hear the gospel because our desired result did not follow. Regardless of the outcome, the Lord invites us to open our mouth and share the gospel message with him.
That was an excerpt from Elder Takashi Wada's talk, Feasting Upon the Words of Christ. This is a moment to reflect.